Led Zeppelin, Ramble on 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station, pretty much what I do. But I'm going to have someone else talk here, Brandy with the Rock Creek QRU. Now, that covers Kimberly, Hanson, and Murtaugh, right?
Right.
Nice. Okay. So, actually, it's QRU season, if you will. Last week, we spoke with someone from the Castle Ford QRU, and this week, your area. And June 1st is when it goes down, am I correct?
Right.
Woohoo! All right, there will be a test. So maybe people missed that interview. So tell me, what is a QRU? What's a quick response unit?
We work with the fire department there in Rock Creek, and we go on med calls before the ambulances get there.
And you guys are all volunteers, right? I mean,
right.
That's kind of huge.
I mean,
that's huge. I mean, that's awesome. The fact that, you know, these are a lot of times strangers. And you're taking time away from your day, your family, your life, and you're going to help them. You're the first. QRUs are usually the first ones on the scene. Is
right.
that kind of how that works?
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So that kind of leads me to the fundraiser. I mean, you guys probably need some help with that, huh?
We do. We appreciate the help.
Okay, so break it down for me. If no one has ever been to a QRU fundraiser, I mean, what's the point and how does this stuff work? I mean.
We start off with a ride.
Okay.
A lot of the motorcycle clubs get together and we have a breakfast for them.
Nice.
And they do a 300-mile ride, which
wow.
goes to each one of the fire departments and does a little obstacle course
okay.
or some kind of challenge at each one. And then at the end of the day, they all get together and we're going to Filer Fairgrounds for the barbecue, which
nice.
All of the community is invited to come hang out and join. You can come meet all the QRU members. And
cool. So is this kind of... You know, if the community wants to get involved and wants to become part of the QRU, if they want to help out financially too, it means that kind of everything?
Yeah, all of it.
Rolled in one?
Uh-huh. Nice. And we're always looking for more volunteers. Usually it depends on which city you're located in, of course, which one. And we're always looking for help with getting supplies. And, you know, it's expensive to rent them all the time.
And get certified, I assume.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
guys know what you're doing, which
right.
is really important and really great. Okay, so how many, I'll put you on the spot, how many members do you actually have within your QRU?
I want to say 30 to 40.
Okay.
We have three different areas, though. So when
okay.
we get
Bigger.
Something, right, when we get something for our QRU, we have to get it three times because we have all three cities that we
wow.
equipped out with people.
Wow. Okay, so you guys are first on the scene, all volunteers, and you need some help, and you're helping out the community, basically.
Right.
So come on, guys. Hopefully you never need a quick response unit to come out and help you, but when you do... You will sure be thankful that they are there, right? I mean,
right.
that's how that works.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, we actually have the event June 1st over at the Twin Falls County Fairgrounds this year in Filer. We got all the details, 983thesnake.com. Just hit up our events pages. Brandy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Else?
We appreciate it. No.
Oh, you're welcome. Go out there and get it done because you don't want to use these guys. But when you do, you'll be so thankful. It's 98.3 The Snake.